This is Bob Bragg. Welcome to the Farm News and Views report for the week of June 12th. Farmers and ranchers in the Southern Plains have been facing challenges from Mother Nature for several years. Record-setting drought has withered crops and grazing lands, and now producers are dealing with floods. Some areas of Texas Panhandle have been breaking records for the wettest May ever. The area received less than half an inch of moisture from September of 2022 to the end of April 2023, but the last couple of weeks, they've been dealing with record-setting consecutive days of rain, which has created flooding in many areas of the Texas Panhandle. As a result, farmers have been kept out of their fields, preventing them from planting crops, and feedlots have been flooded and cattle trapped by rising waters. Hereford, Texas was hit especially hard by the historic rains. The National Weather Service reported that the Hereford area unofficially received 8 inches of rain in the past month, with volunteer weather watchers reporting that almost 2.5 inches of rainfall in less than 45 minutes at the end of May. In a recent Farm and Food File report, author Alan Gubert reported that grains are an important food source for the world's almost 8 billion residents, supplying over 50% of the food calories consumed. But in developing countries, grains provide from 60 to 80% of the calories. The three most important grains are corn, wheat, and rice, with corn and wheat also being fed to livestock. According to the September 21st article in Science News, more than 3.5 billion people get 20% or more of their calories from rice, and the number of people depending on this grain is increasing in Asia, Latin America, and especially Africa. While most of us don't think of cybercrime associated with farming and ranching, Eugene Knoll, special agent in charge of the Omaha FBI field office, stated recently that the FBI is worried about the threat from cybercriminal actors hijacking U.S. farming operations, food processing facilities, and using ransomware that may halt agricultural operations. He pointed out that countries like China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran might steal data from the cloud that was gathered by farms and agribusinesses and use that technology in their own farming operations. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, $100 million of farm income is lost in the U.S. due to soil erosion annually. Soil scientists point out that soil erosion hurts farmers' bottom lines because of loss of the topsoil as well as loss of nutrients attached to the soil particles. While farmers often don't notice that soil erosion is occurring, unless it's severe, the average amount of soil loss in the U.S. is 5.8 tons per acre per year, which amounts to soil losing about 1/3 of an inch of soil across an acre. Although that may not seem like much, this is Bob Bragg. Welcome to the Farm News and Views report for the week of June 12th. Farmers and ranchers in the Southern Plains have been facing challenges from Mother Nature for several years. Record-setting drought has withered crops and grazing lands, and now producers are dealing with floods. Some areas of Texas Panhandle have been breaking records for the wettest May ever. The area received less than half an inch of moisture from September of 2022 to the end of April 2023, but the last couple of weeks they've been dealing with record-setting consecutive days of rain, which has created flooding in many areas of the Texas Panhandle. As a result, farmers have been kept out of their fields, preventing them from planting crops, and feedlots have been flooded and cattle trapped by rising waters. Hereford, Texas was hit especially